This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's your thoughts on? I mean, we've asked you this every preseason. I know you want to get some time in, but just the caution of not playing on Saturday.
Yeah, just trusting what coach is saying, what he's thinking. He's the guy in charge, so following what he's saying. That's all I'm doing. And if he said play, I'd be playing. So that's how it is.
You play so many regular season games in a row, right? Have you in the preseason over the years learn anything about what to take out of that when you're kind of watching for a whole game?
Yeah, I mean, just staying in it, cheering on your guys. This is a very pivotal moment for some guys trying to make the roster and trying to make a living for, you know, themselves and their families. So I understand the gravity of these games and what they mean to certain guys, and I just want to make sure that I give them my full attention and a lending ear and a lending mind if they need it. And just trying to help out as much as possible.
Getting a chance to catch up with Dayball. I know you guys have pretty close relationships.
Yeah, love that guy. Obviously a Buffalo native, so I know that a lot of people here love him too. So yeah, it'll be good to see him.
Those back shoulder balls that Keanu did look like they've been an emphasis in camp. How would you just describe the progress you've made with those back shoulders to Keanu from beginning of camp or beginning of the offseason to now?
Yeah, a lot of progress. I think going back and looking at the film from last year, not just with him, but with all of our guys, and going back and studying some of the best guys to throw go routes, where to leave those balls, giving our guys a chance, not throwing them out of bounds. Obviously, you see those long deep throws, and it's just like, all right, it's starting to tail out of bounds, and they say 99% of balls that go out of bounds aren't catchable. So I don't know who said that stat, but that's what it is, and just trying to give our guys a chance to make a play.
Connor McGovern mentioned last week that, especially second year as your center, he's taking on some more responsibility at the line. How can that help you in terms of him making some of those calls and then you confirming them? What process did you guys, building a relationship, but getting that comfort with him over the past year to where you trust him?
Yeah, trust him implicitly. He's a very smart guy. He's in the huddle. I trust what he's seeing, what he's thinking. He knows what he's doing. He's a great player. He's a great human being. I've got no doubt when he's making calls. There's no corrections. He's seeing it and he's doing it. He's very, very fun to work with.
Were you able to accomplish what you wanted to this camp, considering how many pieces were missing every day?
Yeah, guys are stepping up, making plays. The opportunity to throw to maybe guys that I wouldn't have or haven't have in the past. Trying to get on the same page with 5 and 18 as well as 0. Guys did a great job of learning what they were doing. Going out there and executing, flying around. Our defense is flying around, making some plays too. So coming together as a team, that's what you want in camp, and I think that's what we did in terms of guys getting to know each other, meshing and gelling, and you know, hopefully we can carry that going over into Buffalo, into the preseason, and then ultimately start the regular season and try to go 1-0.
How do you weigh the Cook situation as a teammate and as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's no doubt that we all want him out there with us. I've got no say in what goes on behind closed doors, and you know, I'm a big advocate of everybody getting theirs and getting paid, and you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and you know, that's kind of where it's at.
How has that impacted you during practice? Brandon said something to the effect the other day about, you know, you and Sean are the two most impacted by it during practice. So what's that been like?
I mean, guys going out, it's no different than, you know, Khalil being out with an ankle. Guys are stepping up, making plays, and you know, it was good for Ray to get some of these reps and you know, getting on the same page with Ty again, who I think is our best third down back in the game, and just gives them a couple more opportunities. But you know, James is who he is, and he's one of the best running backs in the league. And he'd be crazy not to say we don't want him out there. We desperately want him out there with us, and hopefully something can get done.
Sean said he's still been in all the meetings. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You guys are brothers, like you talked about. Is it something where he's kind of going through something, just putting your arm around him and just being there for him too?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, there is this huge business piece to this game. It's the hardest part. A lot of people don't understand it. You know, he's holding out, he's holding in, whatever he's doing, and people want to. But hey, it's generational stuff. It's wealth for you and your family. It's not a small chunk of change, and making sure that he's healthy and still going through the mental reps, and he's still doing that. He's a pro, and he knows what he's doing.
What's up for that group up front to have Spencer back in the last couple of days? He really seemed to blossom last year.
Yeah, no, Spencer's one of the guys in the locker room that everybody kind of looks to for his mentality. He's a dog, and to have him back out there and just kind of like the quiet meanness that he has. He plays with a real chip on his shoulder, and you see it when he plays. And you know, we played our final Catan game last night, and he wasn't first, second, or third, I'll tell you that. So he was a little angry today about it, and I'm sure he threw around a few guys that didn't warrant it, but he had to get some anger out. So
Sean said that the team wasn't really where he wanted to be when you guys practiced in Orchard Park. He felt this last week you guys have really stepped it up. What did you guys do to kind of catch up a little bit to get where you needed?
Just trust in the process. Keep getting into your playbook. Trying to stack days and just have good practices. That's all it takes. Guys being locked in and ready to go in the morning, and then, you know, during meetings being laser focused and trying to correct things that may have went wrong on the field. So I think it was just more attention to detail.
Is Galileo a general topic of discussion between snaps?
No, I mean, a few of the linemen I bet that I couldn't somehow fit the word Galileo into my mic'd up segment, so I figured something out.
Did you research him, or?
It's just like, is that not common knowledge?
Josh, I just gave out a couple Ryder Cup tickets. Why was that important, or something that you felt like you should do?
Yeah, well, I know the Bills have had them for a while. Obviously, it's in New York this year, so why not have only New York teams send some of our Bills Mafia fans over there. Nate's he's a great guy. He golfs a lot. I don't know if you guys are on Instagram, but I believe his tag's Nate the Golf Guy or Nate the Golfer. One of those. And you know, he's got a good swing. So it was a cool moment.
Josh, Sean said that Mitch is going to start the preseason game. What's been your impression of his offseason and training camp so far?
Of Mitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch is every day he's the same exact guy. He knows who he is. He works extremely hard. He's doing everything he can right now to continue to improve. And you know, I love him. I love all of the quarterbacks in our room. We've had such a great year and a half together. Mike got here last year, and then obviously Shane has been here for 2 years now. And you know, it's a very good group. All of our attitudes and personalities kind of mesh well with each other, and we love coming to work each day and hanging out with each other. But yeah, he's just putting his head down and working as hard as he can, and he's making some good plays out there, and hopefully we can roll that into the game on Saturday.
Obviously, he's someone you've known. He was here earlier in your career and then came back. Like, with Mitch specifically, what is your relationship like with him, with, like, he's obviously seen a lot of different things in this league. Like, what's it like having, what is he like, I guess, in your relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, he, in terms of his football, he's played in a lot of really big games in his life, and to have somebody with that experience who's seen those things and he's been around a couple offenses and having that mindset and that knowledge, it's a great tool for me. You know, and then off the field, we're pretty buddy-buddy. So it's, I mean, I'd say the same thing with all three of those guys, but we hang out a lot. Quarterback dinners are a thing that we do during the season and get to hang out with each other even more than we already do, because we spend so much time together during the season, in meetings and walkthroughs and practices and more meetings, eating lunch and breakfast together. And then, you know, we get to supplement that with some off the field hanging out, and just three really, really great human beings that I don't just trust on the field. I would trust them with my life off the field. It's a pretty cool room that we have.
Josh, I think you said on the first day of camp that if you want to get better at football, this is the place you need to be. How in the last 2.5 weeks do you feel like your team has gotten better at football?
Yeah, I think we've come together pretty well. I think what our defense is doing right now is it's going to be pretty tough for quarterbacks and opposing offenses. Guys are flying around. They know their assignments. And then offensively, again, just adding the pieces that we've gotten over this offseason and just trying to get them up to speed with us. Yeah, and just trying to go out there and play our best ball.
Who stood out to you on the defense as you've gone up against them during camp?
Matt Milano looks pretty dang good. And he's flying around. He's Christian Benford, obviously, I think, is one of the premier cornerbacks in the league and doesn't get talked about enough. But I think he likes it that way. You know, and I think A.J. Epinesa, Greg Russo, they've had pretty good camps as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.